We have all these rights. We have civil rights, civil liberties. We have the Bill of Rights. We have the freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom of association, freedom of assembly. All these freedoms, we have all these rights. But these rights, do they protect us? You have the right to these, but if you don't get them, if somebody beats you up, right? And you don't do anything about it, you don't exercise, you don't pick up the phone, call the police, have them arrested, have them put on trial, put them in jail, give them a big fine. If you don't exercise your right, right, then you might as well not have it. Because the right cannot protect you. The right cannot stop something from happening.
The Muslim Legal Fund for America, or MLFA, isn't a law firm, but it aims to provide funding for legal services. Hassan Shibley is the director of Tampa's Council on American Islamic Relations. He said that CARE helps connect Muslim Americans with lawyers at times when their basic constitutional rights may not be respected.
But God forbid, should the government fall into such practices, and that's where the MLFA gets involved, to provide the legal defense to uphold the Bill of Rights for all Americans. Because when one group of Americans loses their Bill of Rights, then all Americans lose it. You know, and that's what separates America from the dictatorships in the Middle East where many Muslims fled from. You know, we came to America because there's religious freedom, because the government can't throw false charges on you and lock you up for the rest of your life. And unfortunately, we're finding that the Middle East is becoming freer now through these revolutions. But our government seems to be taking a step back, especially with recent laws that are, for example, making it possible for people to be arrested, American citizens to be arrested indefinitely.
He's referring to the National Defense Authorization Act, which some say gives the military too much power over American citizens who would typically have the right to a trial in a civilian court. Shibley said that like many new laws enacted following the 9/11 terrorist attacks, Americans are all too eager to give up their rights and liberty for security.
Because why do people give away their rights? Because they're scared. And I think there's a big industry here creating fear of Muslims, creating fear of the quote-unquote the other. Therefore, people are happy to give up the rights of Muslims, quote-unquote. But really, they're giving up the rights for all Americans. So what we're trying to do is break down these myths, these stereotypes, this misinformation that's creating a lot of fear and hatred. And hopefully, by getting rid of the fear and hatred, we'll have a political environment where people aren't as willing to give up their rights for these perceived threats, which aren't even necessarily real.
Shortly after 9/11, then-USF Professor Sami Al-Arian was charged with aiding a Palestinian terrorist organization, but after a six-month trial in 2005, he was found not guilty. His attorney, Linda Marino, said that the U.S. government, unhappy with the outcome, subpoenaed Al-Arian in an unrelated terrorism trial, but he refused to testify. He has been on house arrest for contempt of court in 2006, and Marino said that legal assistance has been hard to come by.
Now, there were many in this community at the time who were afraid. Many in this community who refused to lend any support whatsoever, like the ACLU.
But she said some groups were willing to come to his aid.
Amnesty International, the American Association of University Professors, CARE, and the MLFA supported the cause of Dr. Al-Arian.
Osama Abu Irshid is originally from Palestine, but is now the editor of Al-Mizan, an Islamic newspaper. He said that as the Occupy movement originated as a show of solidarity with the Arab Spring, he in turn stands with the Occupy movement.
I'm very sure that Muslims are involved in Oakland. They were involved in New York. They're involved and we're involved. And I think it's gaining momentum again because it's not about Muslims and Christian or Jews. It's about you know the majority of this country who want to make sure that the system works for all.